Blood, Sweat, and Tears by Tylan. Read by Kiko Tree. Fandom, Merlin. The hammer bells out against the steel, furnace heat salting the skin with a light wreath of sweat upon Gwyn's brow. On the anvil, fine steel is worked in folding layers, hot metal meeting cold as the sword takes shape. Bellows hard, Gwynny. Gwyn stands and begins to work the bellows with steady strokes. Working in her father's forge isn't easy, but she finds the work fascinating and different every time, whether he's casting nails for a house, or shoes for the king's horses, or casting an iron pot with careful taps. Or making a sword. Sword making is a secret skill, one that's passed down through the blood from father to son, or through the art from smith to apprentice. But her father has neither son nor apprentice, and while Gwyn can work with a smaller steel and cast iron, she doesn't have the muscles for this kind of long, protracted work. All she can do is pump the bellows and watch her father work. The familiar ache in her arms and back grows with each squeeze of the bellows, and she matches its rhythm to the clangor of hammer on fiery metal. Coal chunks glow, their dull scarlet centers spreading through the beads as Gwyn peers through the spyhole until her face feels like it glows as bright as the forge's insides. And in she goes. Her father lays the blade in the coals to reheat until it's ready to be beaten out again. The final stages are the most difficult. Gwyn knows that her father practices in this. The metal must be kept at a constant temperature to avoid uneven cooling, which would affect the strength of the blade. It needs to be swiftly hammered out, long and straight and even for the full length of the blade. It needs to be made flat, sandwiched layers of steel, for a smooth and balanced sword. Her father's arm comes around her shoulders, a brief hug between pumps of the bellows and the two fierce heat. This will be a good one. I can feel it. It's turning out beautifully. Fit for a knight it'll be. His arm squeezes her before he reaches out for the mug of beer standing behind him on one of the empty anvils and takes a long, hard swig. I tell you though, Gwyn, it almost feels like the sword's making itself. How can a sword make itself, Dad? Gwyn keeps the air flowing into the forge, puffing a little with the effort. That's why it has you. He grins as he puts the mug down. A simple man, full of passion for his smithcrafting lore, full of love for her. And Gwyn may never be a fine lady like Morgana up in the castle, but she wouldn't exchange all the jewels and silks and Camelot for her father's love. Well, let's do it. My life's making's in this. I know it. She doesn't question his certainty, just watches as he takes it out and gets to work. Tom works hard and fast. Drops of dark sweat fall from his brow into the glowing cherry of the steel as he beats it out. Gwyn feels every blow like she's landing them, like the pincers are in her hand, like the hammer is gripped between her fingers. It's not just her father's sword, or the sword of the knight who'll wield it. It's her sword, too. She can feel it. Soft steel melds with hot as her father shapes the blade with swift skill and sure strokes. Sparks leap from the force of his blows, escaping the hammer's beat to sputter and die in the dirt floor. Gwyn watches, the forge forgotten, the bellows limp. All light in the smithy is drawn to the forge, fierce and straight and dangerous. With a great gusty sigh, Tom lifts the blade and turns to the cooling trough where the clean water simmers, ready to quench the forge's fire. Steam scalds the air, hissing in great clouds of heat and damp. Gwen's skin stings from it, but she can't look away as her eyes tear up, dripping helpless trails down her cheeks as her father lifts the still warm steel from the water. Look, Gwyn. He turns the blade for her to see the fine, shining lines of the folds, delicate as engravings on crystal, the blade's width wobbling and wavering a little, requiring further grinding to make the sharp, straight edge that it needs. A drop falls on the sword, a tear escaping her cheek, sizzling lightly as it runs down the length of the blade. It's beautiful, Father. Years later, Gwyn watches her husband lift Excalibur before the assembled people of Camelot and remembers its making. The end.